with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 8:14. Brock. Kiki.
It's me.
It's you.
I won't do it.
You're not going to do the Mario thing?
Oh my gosh, this chair. I keep forgetting how low it is.
Yeah, Hunter is a lot taller than both of us, so his chair is always up a lot or down a lot lower.
Yeah.
Us little people, I got my feet hanging. Well, it's because this is a standing desk, technically.
Yeah.
And it's shaped like a wiener.
Yeah, you don't hit it shaped like a wiener.
It's the wiener desk.
You don't do a lot of standing.
It's hard work in here. I can't be standing the whole time. 4 hours, I'll lock my knees, I'll pass out. Fun fact for anyone out there, if you do need to stand for a long period of time, don't lock your knees. Because it cuts off blood flow. You pass out. So like maybe you got to stand in a wedding or something like that. Don't lock your knees. Mm. You're giving a speech.
Cramp. Knee cramp.
I'm cramping up.
I'm cramping up.
Give me a banana.
Time out.
I need a banana. Anyway, quick look at your forecast for today. Cloudy, we got some freezing drizzle.
Drizzle?
For shizzle.
Oh.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Why would you think that I would say that?
Because that's what Hunter says whenever I say drizzle.
Well, I'm not Hunter. I know you're disappointed.
I know. I'm very disappointed.
I know you miss him.
Let's try it again. Cloudy, some freezing drizzle.
For shizzle.
There you go. Flurries this morning. That is going to turn into snow this evening. High of 32. Tonight, cloudy snow. 3 to 5 inches.
Look what I wore today.
You got your snow boots on?
I wore my snow boots
today. Did you wear your snow coat?
No, I didn't wear my snow coat. There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Snow coat can get wet, and it's more athletic.
That's what it is.
You play in the snow with it. You go skiing in it.
Snow coat.
And then I have a nicer coat.
That's not a snow coat.
That's my winter coat.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So there's a difference between winter coat and snow coat. Gotcha. Okay.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a low of 23 tonight. Saturday, cloudy. 2 to 4 more inches of snow possible. Snow blowing and drifting, so be careful out there. 25 falling during the day, and then Sunday, mostly cloudy, cold. Chance of snow again, and a high of 18.
Brr.
All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
There's basically all sorts of emotional support animals out there now. Seen them all. The typical ones, you got your cats, you got your dogs. But I've heard of people having support birds, support ferrets.
Okay.
Support emus.
Okay.
Maybe not that. That's a stretch. But this one, I think, is taking it to a whole new level. There's a guy named Joey Henney in York, Pennsylvania. I used to host a hunting and fishing show on ESPN called Joey Henney's Outdoors. Well, now he has an emotional support alligator.
Oh my gosh.
The gator's name is Wally. He's 4.5 feet long, and apparently he's so domesticated that he acts just like a dog.
He's little.
He likes lying on his bed, hanging out with Joey, and following him around the house. And Wally doesn't just give him emotional support. He takes him to his senior centers in the area to spend time with supporting the people there, too.
Aww.
Are you trying to kill all these old people?
Until he bites their heads off when he grows up a little bit. So is he a baby? He's only 4.5 feet long?
No, I think maybe
type of gator?
I think you go a little bit bigger, 4.5 feet. Maybe I'd go a little bit longer.
Huh.
Either way, though, I don't... Even as domesticated as you can make an alligator, it's still an alligator.
Yeah.
It's the same thing
that they're hard. I would feel like you would want like soft.
Something soft and cuddly.
Something cuddly. Something that you can cry on.
Yeah. I mean, you can cry.
Alligator tears.
Crocodile. Was it crocodile tears? That's what that, yeah. He has this alligator Wally just hanging around with him.
I like the name, but not for a gator. I feel like when you name exotic animals and stuff, you name them based on what they are. So Wally would be fitting for a walrus.
Oh, Wally the walrus. Yeah. The wombat.
Wally the wombat. Yeah. What would be an alligator? Alan.
Alan the alligator.
His name should be Alan.
Alan the alligator. I don't know. Alan. What about Austin?
You're just thinking of just A's now.
Aaron.
Just thinking of A's.
Applebaum.
Gotta kind of go with alligator.
Applebottom the alligator.
He's got a big butt.
Boots with the fur.
He's got fur shoes.
What really is interesting about this is that he takes it to the old folks' home. I feel...
Yeah, that's dangerous because it might be a... Well, I guess it's supposed to be... It's trained to be... all people.
Yeah, but you think about Gladys in her wheelchair. All of a sudden, an alligator comes in. Hey!
Heart attack. And dead.
And Gladys is dead now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All thanks to Wally.
Would you like a emotional support snake?
Nope.
Call him Sammy?
Nope.
It's a little snake. Snake.
You got the name right.
Yeah,
though.
Sammy the snake.
No, I'm,
you can come
I'm,
in.
I'm deathly afraid of snakes.
You could wrap around your neck. You talk like about it. A nice, like a boa constrictor just wrapped around your body.
I like to breathe.
Just squeezing you so tight. No? You don't like that? All right.
Uh-uh.
Well, maybe we should see if we get Wally the alligator in here for emotional support.
Let's do it.
That'd be great.
You need a lot of emotional support.
I do, since Hunter's gone.
I know.
Wally, where are you? Why?